I'm Avi Wolfman Arendt, in for Jennifer Lynn today. Women have dropped out of the workforce in record numbers during the coronavirus pandemic. But numbers from companies like Uber and Instacart show women have signed up for thousands of on-demand jobs. WHYY's Laura Benshoff has more on local women who are joining the gig economy.
42-year-old Christine Myers is looking for a certain type of Oreo on a shopping list from Instacart.
Let's see, if we can find the cookie. Cookies!
Her goal, according to the app on her phone, is to complete this order from a Montgomery County grocery store in 24 minutes. She hunts among the empty shelves and dodges slower shoppers, pausing to find a substitute for a drink that's out of stock.
So now the new app is they actually take a picture, and then it will say substitute so we can go with the cherry.
Myers now pulls in a few hundred dollars a week this way after quitting her full-time job at a lighting showroom a year ago. The decision was personal. While driving to do a delivery, Myers says her daughter, Angeline, who's three, has some developmental delays.
So it was easier for me to be stay-at-home mother so I can take care of Angeline, of course, and my father.
Flexibility like this has long been a selling point for gig work and something workers say they want. During the pandemic, women have picked up a majority of childcare for their families when schools or daycares closed. Hundreds of thousands of women have dropped out of the workforce, according to federal data. At the same time, some app companies say their data show more women are becoming gig workers.
You know, we've seen a huge increase in the number of women who are signing up on our platform.
That's Harry Hartfield, the Pennsylvania spokesperson for Uber. In Philadelphia alone, he says the number of women signing up to work for Uber grew by 20% during the pandemic. Instacart and DoorDash, companies where a majority of the contractors are female, have also added hundreds of thousands of delivery workers nationwide. Hartfield says women are joining the food delivery side of Uber's business at a faster rate, too.
So women who, you know, might not want a stranger in their backseat or might be nervous about COVID for whatever reasons can deliver food and avoid those.
The current surge is part of a longer trend. Angela Vogel is general secretary of the Philadelphia Drivers Union, a group that represents many gig workers in the city.
You know, it's always been the fact that you're going to see a much higher percentage of women and caretakers of children and elders turning to app work.
But there are drawbacks, too. Aaron Hatton, associate professor of sociology at the University at Buffalo, says the trade-offs for those flexible conditions are not saving for retirement, having a gap in your resume, and making less money.
It's by no means perfect. It's by no means making them a lot of money. But for many, it's better than nothing.
For Christine Myers, it's a balancing act. She can do gig work because her family gets health coverage through her husband. She takes satisfaction in doing something for money that she's always enjoyed.
I always liked shopping. I love food shopping.
And doing it on her own schedule. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.